My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. Football Friday. We'll get back to football in just a little bit. A little detour for the Astros here. They lose 1-0 to the Reds yesterday. Hunter Brown was amazing again. The bats were not. Brian Abreu gives up a home run to Ty France, who is basically Albert Pujols when he plays the Houston Astros. Ty France cannot be stopped. They're back at it tonight. They're back home for a series against the Diamondbacks this weekend. Diamondbacks, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Framber Valdez on the mound tonight. Good on good. Iron sharpening iron. It'll be fun tonight out at Minute Maid Park. As far as developments go with the Astros long-term over the last couple days, Matt Chapman, third baseman for the Giants, who is a Scott Boras client, was one of many Scott Boras clients who thought they were going to get a whole lot more money this past offseason than they did. Chapman ended up signing a Correa-type deal. Remember the deal Correa signed with the Twins the first time around, where it was a three-year deal for $100 million, but Carlos could say sayonara after any of the three seasons? It was very, very player-friendly in terms of the flexibility of the deal. And the Twins did that to get Carlos in the building, and it's worked out. He's a Minnesota Twin long-term now. Matt Chapman did the same deal, different dollar amounts, but same deal with the Giants. He signed a three-year, I forget what the dollar amount was, but it was the same style deal. It was a lot less than Matt Chapman thought he was going to be getting in free agency. And he signed a three-year deal where he could opt out after each of the years. This is the first year of that deal. Well, Matt Chapman's been amazing for the Giants. He's been a very good hitter. He's been his usual, if not better, gold glove self defensively. So they went ahead and they gave Matt Chapman, Seth, 6 years, $151 million. To remain a job. This is not an opt-out thing. This is a conventional six-year, $151 million deal to be the third baseman for the Giants. I think this is the template if Alex Bregman is to remain a Houston Astro. If you want Alex Bregman to stay here, this would be the one that I think the Astros and Alex, both sides, could say,
this is the blueprint. Like the kind of- Right. And who knows what Alex Bregman feels about his value or what have you. But this is that compromise between the Astros are never very unlikely to give a 10-year deal ever, except for Alex Bregman. If it was something like this, this seems like a reasonable compromise.
Yeah.
And it's a precedent set where Alex Bregman can look at it and feel like, all right, given my, my drawbacks as a player or what have you that have kept me from being like really, the perennial all-star or MVP candidate that at times it looked like he could have become, this one makes sense.
Their career paths are so similar. Matt Chapman and Alex Bregman are almost the same age. Chapman's a year older. came in a year later. Bregman came into the big leagues in 2016. Chapman came in 2017. Early on in both of their careers, within the first 3 years, they were both top six or seven MVP candidates, multiple seasons, Bregman and Matt Chapman. They're good, but not elite hitters. You know, Bregman's got, since 2020, Bregman's OPS is a little under 800. Chapman's is 755, so Bregman's a little better there. And I'm going since 2020 because that's, before 2020, Bregman was amazing. He had an OPS of over 1,000 in 2019. That Bregman, I don't know, is walking through that door again. It's been 5 years now since that. I think this is more who he is. They're both elite defensively. Chapman has won multiple gold gloves. I think Bregman could have easily won a gold glove last season. Their WAR, their wins above replacement, are almost identical. Bregman, 38.6. Chapman, 37.3. That's a cumulative stat just as to how good and win and effective they've been at helping their team win ballgames. The big one, Seth, they share the same agent. So right. Scott Boras. So that's the biggest commonality in all of this is the same agent that did this deal for Matt Chapman is Bregman's deal. Now, Bregman doesn't think this is a good deal, 6 years, 151, or he wants significantly more years or money, then that's up to Scott Boras to go try and get it. I just think this just looks like too good a blueprint and too fortunate an occurrence if you're someone who wants to keep Bregman. Would you sign Bregman if you were Jim Crane to 6 years, $151 million?
I would. I'd feel good about it. Just because, and I know, I think with Bregman, there's peak Bregman, and then there's Bregman through his career on average. And the hard part about it, I think emotionally, I try to get over it, is that, yeah, he's going to go through his droughts. But he's very, very consistently and good defensively. And I try to take myself out of my Astros fandom uniform, take off my orange cap and my jersey and everything else like that. There are a lot of teams that are going to look at Bregman the same way they did at Correa, which is the playoff experience matters. I think the experience matters. The consistency defensively really matters. And you look at Bregman throughout his career in the playoffs. A, he's just got way more experience in the playoffs than just about every other player in baseball. And B, he's been the same guy. You just read off his career stats. They're about the same as what they are for his playoff stats. Yeah. He has a 790 OPS, which in the postseason, it's a lot harder to have a good OPS in the postseason. Yep. Faced really good pitching all throughout. Other teams that aren't the Astros will look at Bregman as a guy that, like, you know what? This is exactly the kind of guy, just like the Astros did back in 2017, the kind of veteran player you bring onto a team that's just trying to get over the hump. And he's got his warts. He's not the perfect player or anything. But I just wonder, will the Astros look at him the same way? Or will they say, look, we cultivate guys that can do this in the playoffs, and we're not going to pay the premium for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if it were a pitcher, like when Framber eventually walks, right? Yeah. If he walks, because Framber, like Kyle Tucker, Framber's got one more year of team control, and then he could be gone. And nobody talks about Framber in a long-term deal. I don't know why that is. Maybe because Tucker just gets more attention and Bregman. But it feels like nobody's brought up Framber lately about a long-term deal. So let's assume he walks. I do feel better about the Astros backfilling a starting pitcher than I do a position player. You know, that's been a little... I know Pena's been good in Correa's absence, but they haven't found a replacement for George Springer. You know, and I don't see anybody in the organization right now that gets me all hot and bothered at third base for Alex Bregman. Like, that's a trick.
He's off playing for the Blue Jays right now.
And even if it were Will Wagner, I would be like, all right, well, we'll see. He ain't Bregman, you know? So, 6 years, 151, I would do that if I were Jim Crane. I know 6 years is the exception to the rule that, you know, for a veteran player on a second contract kind of thing, but I would do this deal.
I think how the Astros handle Justin Verlander in the offseason will be interesting. That's the one. I think, honestly, Verlander, there might be more scrutiny and potential uproar over Verlander than with Bregman in that if the Astros give him something that looks like a really generous deal just to stick around for an extra year.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't have the appetite for it right now just because he's old, you know? You go through an entire season and he's available for a few weeks and he's not available for a few weeks and he's working through a neck injury and all of that. If you get him at a really reasonable rate, that's one thing. But man, if they give him something that's way juicier than it feels like it should be, and then Bregman walks, and gets a deal like this somewhere else, then I think people are going to be PO'd about
that. I think they will. I don't think that's going to happen. If I had to predict, I don't think that's going to happen, and here's why. Well, for one, Verlander needs to pitch better just to be in that conversation, for one. But let's say he gets back to being average, and your concern is that they pay him for somebody who's way above average, which is a valid concern. I think there's two reasons why it wouldn't happen, Seth. One, they're paying a lot of people next year to not play baseball for the Astros. They're paying McCullers. They're paying, you know, they had to pay Montero to go away. They had to pay Abreu to go away. Their dead money is more than it's ever been through this time. So I think that diminishes the chances of them doing it. The other thing I would say is they've let Justin Verlander walk once already. You know, they let him go to the Mets, you know, and so.
And they got him back when the Mets were still paying a huge portion of his salary, right?
Yeah. So I'm not that concerned.
You know what it is? Part of it is just I fear the back of the baseball card.
Sure.
That mentality. Yeah. And just, and I don't, look, Dana, I don't, Dana Brown will, you know, toe the company line and say back of the baseball card, but I don't think he's wired that way. Yep. And that's. Maybe this is one of those conversations where Dana Brown really starts to assert himself and has to just as firm a stand as you can take against the owner and whatever the owner wants. You got to say, look, this is a tough decision, but this is what we got to do. You know?
We'll see. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you heading into the 8 o'clock hour. J.J. Watt had Houston hyped yesterday. We will let you hear why coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.